missing. Now here's Junior Perez. Does he have a big swing in him or just a safe swing to move the runners over? Squaring to bunt, the first pitch. Perez puts it down foul, third base side. Stuff. Strike one. Bucknuts have struggled this year to bunt. It's not been their MO. It's called for it. More times than not, they haven't been able to get down and play with the runners over. Squaring again, though. Hobbs ready with the 0-1, coming in at the corners. That comes in, nearly gets Perez. He spins out of the way quickly. One ball, one strike. Junior walked in his first at bat, then stole second, tried to take off before the pitch was thrown, going to third. And Cobb got it at third base with no problem. First and second here, nobody out. 1-0 Loons, bottom four. Perez squares, the pitch. Breaking ball in there, strike two. He pulled the bat back. Again, there it is. The Bucknuts are indeed trying to put that in play. Perez unable to do it through two strikes. He's now going to call time here. See if he's able to battle back here, down one ball, two strikes. Upset, a belt high hold. Here's the pitch. That's outside, and Wright got off of second. Now gets back in time after the throw goes down to Betancourt. Ball knocked away from rushing there a little bit, but it kept close enough where Wright took about three steps towards second, kind of got caught in no man's land, but because rushing was down on a knee to try and collect that baseball, couldn't get enough oomph behind it to get it to second base, so it bounced in, and Wright was able to get there in time. 1-0, Great Lakes, bottom four. Lugnuts trying to change that. Hobbs with the 2-2. Breaking ball foul, third base side. Dancing left a runner on in the second, but they've gone down 1-2-3 in the first and the third. First two have reached here in the fourth. Junior Perez trying to break through with a big swing. He's had an up and down season to this point. 2-2 pitch. Corked foul, first base side. And it remains two balls, two strikes. Well, the last time he came up with a big swing in this park, there were two runners out, and he whacked it out to right center field. It was a three-run inside the park home run on July 4th. Here's a 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Got him with the breaking ball in on the hands. That is a big first strikeout for Michael Hobbs. Fifth strikeout for the Loons tonight. Four from Kopp, now the first from Hobbs, and Danny Bautista trying to pick up Junior Perez. In steps Bautista, bright white sneaks. White pants to go up with that black jersey and black batting helmet. Tonight, a walk. Here he launches this out to left center field. Dropping, it's down for a base hit. Picked up by Keith, fired in, and it's right to rushing at the plate. The bases are loaded with one out for the Lugnuts. Went right after that first pitch from Hobbs. Right to third, Susak to second, Bautista at first. And here comes Brendan Malone. Continue to tell you every time the Lugnuts load the bases, they have yet to hit their first grand slam this year. Malone has one home run since coming up to the Nuts. It was out to Home Run Hill. The sun just peeking through the clouds to light the diamond. Righty on righty, Hobbs comes home. Malone takes it outside, ball one. Game number 8 for Brendan Malone. He's got 6 hits. One extra base hit, that home run, 2 driven in, 4 walks, 6 strikeouts. Pitch home. Malone launches this out to left field. Keith is there, though, and he's going to come in and make the catch. Tagging is Joshuan Wright. The throw to the plate is wide. It's a sack fly for Malone, and we're tied at 1. Brendan Malone was
swinging for it, and he just got a little bit too far under it, but enough to get the run home. Lansing answers the run by the Loons with a sack fly of their own. Now Eurebio Angeles coming to the plate. Susak and Bautista stayed put at first and second. Angeles grounded out to third in his first at bat. Usually attacks early in counts. Hobbs throws. On the ground, bounce towards third. Nice high hop. Diaz turns, tags the bag at third, and that's going to do it. So again, Angeles grounding it over to the left side of the diamond. The Lugnuts leave two stranded, but they get their first run, and they tie the score. Both teams with a run in the fourth. We head to the fifth. Jesse Goldberg-Strassler back on the mic right after this.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Adam Jackson. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Each team has sacrificed fly to run the score in the fourth inning and onward to the fifth. Selflessness, sacrifice, 1-1 Loons and Lugnuts. Max Hewitt steps in, batting from the left side against the right-hander Jake Garland, who throws and grabs the outside corner with the off-speed. Called strike one. It's going to be Hewitt, Bogle, Young, 8-9-1. Strike two called, outside corner. Hewitt DHing today, had his difficulties in right field yesterday. Max Hewitt originally signed as an undrafted free agent 2 years ago from Oklahoma State. The native Canadian. Garland's 0-2. High. Hewitt takes ball one. We've seen Hewitt have some fine moments against the Lugnuts as he takes ball two, dipping down and in. In fact, he was first activated by the Great Lakes Loons against the Lugnuts last year. The wind, the 2-2. Line drive down the left field line. That ball is down for a fair ball and a base hit. Out of the corner. Clark Elliott picks it up, plays it in towards short. Hewitt loses his helmet as he settles into second with a leadoff double. It is double number three this year for Max. And immediately a man in scoring position for Great Lakes against Garland. Now the number nine hitter in the order, Jake Bogle. This spot yesterday was filled by Jack Dreyer. The pitch, a fastball called a strike at the letters. That was something that I enjoyed as someone who grew up watching National League Baseball. Pitcher batting ninth. But for the Great Lakes Loons, not an enjoyable context. Illness had forced him into action, DHing. Healthy enough to have nine position players batting today. A chopper hit towards short. Hewitt heads back to second. Angeles looks at him, sidewinds to first in time. One away. Ideal at for Jake Garland there. Top of the order, time and Taylor Young. right-handed hitting Young out of West Monroe, Louisiana. In a 1-1 game in the top of the fifth, one out, teammate at second. The pitch showed bunt, pulled back, strike called outside corner. T.Y., they call him on this Loon squad. Thank you.
Yeah, that's right.
I know my text message shorthand. I know one. Fastball outside. Adam, did anybody ever call you AJ?
Yeah, I got a couple guys that call me that. Jesse, did anybody ever call you JGS?
I'll go a little bit further. That was a high fly ball to deep right field. Colby Thomas back toward the wall. Thomas with room to make the catch on the track under the corner. Tagging at second, Hewitt hustles into third base. Thoe comes into second baseman right. Young flies out for out number two. With the runner 90 feet away from untying the game, here comes the slugger Dalton rushing. So JGS, if you are unaware, they're my initials, but it's also a trap, as Adam knows well. Because if you know me, you call me Jesse. And if you don't know me, you call me JGS. Once you know that's true, then you are green-lighted. Dalton rushing, first pitch, takes the backdoor breaking ball, outside ball one. So now everybody watching and listening to this broadcast, now you are green-lighted. But you know, if you hear or see someone refer to me as JGS, you know, probably didn't approve of it. Breaking ball down and in. Call me Jesse. As my dad would say, don't call me late for dinner.
Or call him Mr. Chip.
The batter at home plate, rush. Dalton rushing, the Louisville Cardinal. Garland's pitch. Ground ball pulled foul. Beyond the far edge of the Lugnuts dugout. And over on that side, how about you, Elvis Del Rosario with a glove on his hand. Yesterday's starting pitcher. Like a fan ready to make that play. He didn't make the play, though.
Here's the thing. It's a good effort, right? I mean, you bring your glove to the ballpark. You got to wear it. Be ready. He was.
Runner at third, 2-1 pitch. Ground ball foul, right side. Past Del Rosario, past the camera. Bounced off the concrete railing. And down toward the Lugnuts pen. I don't see the relievers wearing their gloves while they're sitting in the bullpen during the game.
Hmm. Can I ask why you don't like the nicknames? Just prefer Jesse, or what's the reasoning?
First, you get to know me.
Okay.
Then you get to nickname me.
I like it.
I resist the folks who nickname before they get to know.
Because it's like fake, right? They don't really
yes,
know you that way.
It's like talking to a car salesman where they're using your first name every other word of the sentence.
Jess, you can buy this car. Jess, what do you think?
Yes, exactly.
$2,000 down this month.
Once you get to know me, though, Garland's pitch, high for ball three. Then it's different.
But you still don't prefer the nicknames even when they do get to know you, right?
Once you get to know me, then you can nickname. And
okay.
Then because people get to know me, they give me different sorts of nicknames. Payoff, hang on, time granted. Craig Dees, the longtime broadcaster for the Lake County Captains, for example, called me Dash for the hyphen in the last name, like the Winston-Salem Dash.
That's so good.
You come up with something original? Oh, fine. Payoff. Swing and a miss. Got him with the off speed. Garland fans rushing, stranding Hewitt at third base. And let's dash our way to the bottom of the fifth inning. Halfway to the house in a 1-1 game between Great Lakes and Lansing.
If a natural disaster comes knocking, how prepared is your family? You can't just close the door on earthquakes, floods, or hurricanes and hope they go away. That's why it's important to make a plan now. Ready.gov/plan has the tools and tips you need to prepare your family for an emergency. So if disaster shows up at your doorstep, you'll be ready. Visit ready.gov/plan and make a plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
A friend told me she was being abused. I told her we should tell someone. She told me no and said that if I ever told anyone, I would lose her as a friend. I can't lose her friendship. But I was scared that if I said nothing, I would lose her to the abuse. I made a decision to submit a tip to what her to say. I took the risk of losing my friend, but helping keep her safe was more important in the long run. If you know someone who's being abused and you want to talk but you're scared, that's okay. You can text Okay to Say. That's 652729. All tipsters' identities are confidential.
This is Alex Jensen, voice of the Stockton Porks, single-A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. You're tuned in to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the game. With Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jackson.
Let's do things the other way around. With Adam Jackson, I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. Thank you very much for joining us. Lugnuts 1, Loons 1, Game 3 of the 6-game series between the two intrastate foes. Lugnuts bring up T.J. Schofield-Sam to begin matters. The 8th hitter in the order, Clark Elliott on deck, then the top half, and Colby Thomas. First offering, swatted in the air to deep center field. Back on it, Jake Bogle to run it down, shy of the track. And there's at number one. Off the first pitch from Jerming Rosario. Rosario just in for Michael Hobbs, greeted by Schofield Sam, but that ball ran out of legs at the end. Simply a long flyout. And now Rosario against Clark Elliott. Lugnuts have seen Rosario before, and he hit effectively. Looked good. Right-hander to the left-handed batter. The Lugnuts left fielder. Elliott takes low. Ball one. And in the Lugnuts bullpen, the bearded one, Brock Whittlesey, is warming up. Here's the pitch. A bouncer up the middle off the mound to the shortstop, Young. Throw to first, out number two. Easy for Rosario. Replaces Michael Hobbs. Jerming Rosario began the season with the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes. Promoted up to Great Lakes in mid-May. Now, there were some rough outings in the early going. Then he settled in. 2 1/3 scoreless against the Lugnuts June 28th. As Colby Thomas scalds a base hit in the left field, collected by Damon Keith, plays it in with a high lob to short. And a two-out single by Colby. Brings up Josh Wainwright. Colby Thomas is a threat to run. Last two outings combined. In fact, let's combine the last three outings for Rosario. Let me work my way backward. July the 14th, most recently, 4 innings, 1 run, no walks, 5 strikeouts. July 5th at Dayton, 5 innings, 1 run, 6 strikeouts. Offers to Josh Wainwright, up and inside, ball one. 1-1, the score. 1 ball, no strikes, and Josh Wainwright. So his last 9 innings, 2 runs, 1 walk, 11 Ks. His last 11 1/3 innings, 1 run, 1 walk, 14 strikeouts. The pitch, Thomas running. Oh, right through his bat at it. He missed it, and a throw down to second base. Not in time. Thomas the steal. Helmet is back of second. The bat ended up to the left of the mound. Josh Wainwright trying to do everything he could to keep his man Thomas safe. In the end, he was unsuccessful, but Thomas was successful in stealing second and now in a scoring position. That is the second time in the series that we have seen Josh Wainwright throw his bat at a pitch. The first time he fouled it off. Meanwhile, Colby Thomas, yet another steal. Can the Lugnuts bring him in? Can Josh Wainwright specifically bring him in? 1-1 coming. Swinging a foul tip. Hung on to by rushing. 1 ball and 2 strikes. Rosario comes set. Green socks up high. Fires. Hit in the air, hook deep down the left field line, but pulled foul. Over beyond the Pepsi porch, we stay 1 ball, 2 strikes. Continuing back with Jerming Rosario, his last 5 outings, he's allowed 1 run or fewer in each. It's going back to his finest start of the year, his finest appearance of the year. 5 hitless innings, 8 strikeouts against Wisconsin. Here in Lansing, lets it fly. Swing and a miss. Strikes at Josh Wainwright, and Wright takes a seat, ending the 5th inning. Thomas left at second base. Well, let's go to the sixth inning. Jermaine Rosario pulled up a chair for Josh Wainwright for his first scoreless reign. 1-1, still tied from Lansing.
What's up? This is Will I Am. I'm joining Stand Up to Cancer and Providence Health System to let you know if you're 45 and older, go get a colon cancer screening right now. Ask your doctor or go to providence.org/colon cancer to determine which screening option is right for you.
Do you worry about how much someone drinks?
Do you feel angry or depressed most of the time? Do you feel neglected or unloved?
Do you feel you attract people who tend to be compulsive or abusive?
Do you have money problems because of someone else's drinking?
Are you afraid or embarrassed to bring your friends home?
Do you feel that if the drinker loved you, she or he would stop drinking?
If you answered yes to any of these questions, you are not alone.
More than half of all adults have a family history of alcoholism.
Not everyone trapped by alcohol is an alcoholic.
Families and friends are suffering too.
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Call 1-866-200-0223 or visit alanon.org/help.
Hi, this is Vince Catronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark.
Great Lakes was the first team to go to the bullpen. Now the Lugnuts follow suit. Brock Whittlesey in, Jake Garland out. One guy with a beard replaced by another guy with a longer beard. Damon Keith will get things going for the Loons in the sixth inning, followed by Diaz and Betancourt in a 1-1 game. Whittlesey throws. Now the fastball middle. Starts him off with a called strike one. Keith is 0-2. Batted into a double play, struck out looking. Righty-righty. Number three hitter in the order. Pitch, off speed down. Ball at a strike. Whittlesey, the Aggie from New Mexico State, transferring in to New Mexico State, where he pitched admirably. There were not high expectations for him there. The pitch, a check swing roller, foul at home plate, back of the batter. Strike two. But Whittlesey came in, and he made a name for himself. Came up big in some big spots. Time granted to Keith. And then he signed with the Oakland Athletics as an undrafted free agent following the draft in 2019. Now here he is. Spent parts of the last two seasons in the Midwest League, back in Lansing this year. Just with a lower arm angle. 1-2. Fastball hammered to left. Elliott is looking back. That ball is one hopping the base of the wall. Elliott plays the carom, gets it in toward the cutoff man, leaping on Hales. That's a leadoff double for Damon Keith. Turn that Whittlesey offering around.
Yeah, I don't know if it's the wind kind of spiraling around, but all of these hard hit balls that look like they could be out of here, not flying as well tonight. And because of that, Lansing stayed in this game because these doubles are not turning into home runs.
As you say, keep the Loons in the ballpark.
Good things happen.
Well, maybe that's pitching and maybe that's weather.
It's a little bit of both, right?
Why can't it be both? Both is good. Luis Diaz is 1-for-2. He scored the only Loons run. Tied up 1-1. He takes ball one down and in off the mitt of catcher Susak. And, Damon Keith was disinterested at second base. Nobody out. In the sixth inning from Lansing. Whittlesey's pitch. That's a chopper. It pulled to the left side, so Keith has to stay at second. Anales' throw. Oh, Bautista Jr. battling the sun. Couldn't collect it, and the ball goes off of him. It rolls into the Lugnuts dugout on the first base side. And so, home plate awarded to Damon Keith. And Luis Diaz up to second. Loons lead 2-1. And that is a hard luck throwing error for Aribi Anales, you figure. It's an error on someone, either Anales or the first baseman, Batista Jr. But Danny lost it in the sun. His sunglasses are on top of the bill of his baseball cap.
I mean, just really bad luck right there. And then even worse luck that ricochet goes into the dugout and you get a free run out of it.
Diaz takes Keith's spot at second base. Nobody out. The pitch to Kenneth Bettencourt. Low and in, ball one. We were looking at a situation where if the sun does not get in Danny Batista Jr.'s way, there's going to be one out, runner still at second base. And instead, things turn for the Loons. We've had some weird plays in the series. The pitch. Head in the air, out to deep right field. Colby Thomas backs up in front of the track, room to make the catch. He's got a strong arm. Diaz tags, tries for third, throw one, hops in, and then glances beyond the third baseman Schofield's hand, but Whittlesey backed it up. Diaz is staying put there at third base. Bettencourt's flyout supplies the first out. It is fun, though, to watch Colby Thomas's arm.
Yeah, you got two guys back there in Perez and Thomas that can both sling it. So you hit it up to one of those guys on a potential sack fly. Lugnuts have got a chance to get you at the plate or at one of the bases.
That was, by the way, a throwing error charged Donnelly's. Enfield's creeping in. Chris Newell takes strike called outside corner. Newell supplied the Loons' first run. Sack fly in the fourth inning to bring in Diaz. He's hoping for more success, standing at third. Righty deals to left-handed batter. 0-1. That's called a strike in the inside corner. Low-scoring game in the season series. There have been more of these than not between the Loons and the Lugnuts. Loons are looking for a little bit of distance. One out, Diaz at third. An 0-2 pitch to Newell. Here it comes. Fastball up, do not chase. Adam, I was reading all about the raves that Chris Newell has received for his power production this year. He also has great speed. Here's the 1-2. Breaking ball bounces in. Well smothered by Susak. That hurts Susak too. So the home plate umpire Welling is going to give him some time. Just thinking about the players that we have seen come through here with the Great Lakes Loons who are not first or second rounders, like a James Ottman, like a Johnny DeLuca, who have reached the major leagues.
James Ottman having a heck of a year up there.
Yes, he is. Frank Rodriguez on deck. Whittlesey delivers. Noah hits it in the air. Medium depth, right center field. Junior Perez wants it. He catches it. Diaz is going to try him. The throw to the plate up the first base side. Not caught by Susak. A head first dive in for Diaz. Safely to give the Loons a 3-1 lead. Second sack fly for Newell. Couple of things there, Adam. I think that throw from Junior Perez has to be more toward the third base side. And that catcher, Susak, we've seen this from him before, rushing himself and not catching the ball before trying to apply the tag.
Yep, you gotta catch it. The ball's to the right of the plate, not where you want it, but it's there. But you got to give yourself a chance. Junior Perez wanted it. He called off Thomas, got behind it, but Lugnuts unable to execute.
Frank Rodriguez with two outs and nobody on takes ball one. Whittlesey slider.
And because of that sun ball and a non-out, there's two runs now that have come in.
Big, big error. Ball one offering. Slider lifted high in the air to left center field. Clark Elliott tracks it. Calls off Perez. Makes the catch. Side retired. Loon score two on one hit and one error. Nobody stranded. It's a 3-1 Great Lakes lead to the last of the sixth.
I found hope in the midst of an overwhelming situation.
I let go of trying to control things that I had no control over, and that helped me find peace of mind.
Alcoholism is a disease that can affect any family. Everyone suffers. But there is help and hope at Al-Anon Family Groups.
I was constantly stressed and worried. Now I approach each day with joy and gratitude.
In Al-Anon, families and friends of alcoholics find new ways to heal from the effects of a loved one's drinking.
Al-Anon gave me my life back. I'm a better father and husband.
Are you in an overwhelming situation because of someone else's drinking?
Al-Anon, reality, and help.
Local and virtual meetings are available. Maybe one could work for you. For information, call 1-866-200-0033 or visit alanon.org/hope.
Hi, this is Russ Langer, voice of the Las Vegas Aviators. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now back to the ballpark. Alongside Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Jumping Rosario now has a lead to his back. Loons 3, Lugnuts 1. The home half of the sixth inning has arrived. And here's Daniel Susak to get things going for the Lugnuts. 3, 4, and 5 in the order. Susak, Perez, and Batista Jr. With Adam Jaxa, I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. Have the Lugnuts respond to the Loons 2-run rally in the top half. Righty to righty. Fastball for a called strike. Susak is 1-for-2. That has extended his hitting streak. No suspense there. Swings and misses, the good off-speed breaking down and away. Nothing and two. So Susak becomes the first Lugnut to hit in 11 straight games. Reaches out, pokes this one on the ground down to first base. Rodriguez down to one knee just to make sure he secured it. Then to his own bag. He retires Susak to open up the sixth inning. Susak has extended his hitting streak to 11 games. Kobe Thomas has extended his hitting streak to 9 games. But the Lugnuts only have 3 hits in the game. Singles for Thomas, for Susak, and for Batista Jr. And the only Lugnuts run, a sack fly supplied by Brendan Malone in the fourth inning. Ball 1 to Junior Perez. Meanwhile, the Lins have received 2 sack flies from Chris Newell and are up 3-1. Newell's first 2 sacrifice flies with the Lins this year. The pitch, down and away. 2 balls, no strikes on Junior.
This is a guy to me, Jesse, that is the biggest difference maker in their lineup. He's got to get going for him.
Righty to righty. Up and away, ball 3. It's been such a peculiar year. April, he could not buy a hit. And May, he hit the majority of his home runs, 5 of the 6. The pitch, on 3-0 taken. Had a called strike. And then in June, Junior Perez collected the majority of his doubles, 9 of the 13. Well, here we are in July, and we have not seen many home runs or many doubles. He has stayed right there around this current .213 batting average mark. Rosario throws. Swing and a miss. Strike 2. Fastball by him.
We've talked about it. You're getting the singles and the on base from Susak and Bautista, but who's going to supply that consistent pop?
A payoff. Fouled up and away to the right side. Stays alive on the Rosario fastball. I remember you asking that question before this year. Here's the pitch. Slider swung at and missed. Rosario whips him. That is a filthy pitch off the outside corner. The last time, Adam, that you went out here over these airwaves in public and in front of all of your adoring fans.
Right.
You asked, who's going to supply the power for the Lugnuts? It was after Lázaro Armenteros had been promoted to AA. Strike called outside corner to Danny Batista Jr., who has walked and singled today. Well, you remember who it was who suddenly stepped up out of nowhere. Strike 1 toss. Danny takes a called strike 2 on the outside corner. I'll give you a hint. I've added something new to the game notes. Did you see the monthly hitting leaders?
Oh my gosh! Did not see
this.
Check
out your lineup page. 0-2. Line drive slicing to right field. Newell to his left. Diving try. Can't get it. It's past him and into the corner. Batista Jr. with speed. Sprints around second. He's hustling for third. A relay throw goes wildly, but it's off the railing and backed up by the pitcher Rosario. Danny Batista Jr. has a triple. It's his second triple of the year. And it's thanks to the miss in right by Newell, who laid out and couldn't come up with it. And out of nowhere, a two-out rally for the Lugnuts in the sixth inning.
Just like that, you said it. You get some excitement in this park. It's alive. There's a lot of fans here. They're having a good time. Now they're just hoping for some Lugnut offense.
Brennan Malone. Sack fly his last time. Strikeout his first time. First meeting with Rosario. First pitch, ball one.
By the way, my answer was going to be Junior Perez. That's when he hit the five home runs.
That's exactly right.
And Johnny Butler came along there too, but it was Perez. Nice addition to the notes.
Thank you. Ball two, up and away. Figured it would be easier to go through the months and say, who carried the Lugnuts offense when?
This is so fun, I love this. Got extra base hits, runs scored, home runs, steals, batting average.
A 2-0 from Rosario. A swing and a miss. Oh, Brennan Malone let loose. Came up empty. It's Malone who is the Lugnuts' only RBI of the game. Sack fly brought in Josh Wainwright in the fourth. Now with two outs in the sixth inning, can he drive in Batista? Lugs down 3-1. The pitch, swing and a miss. Tried to wait on that slider and waited too long.
I'm going to go ahead and offer something out there that the Lugnuts don't want any part of that slider. That thing is filthy.
So on two balls and two strikes, what do they call for?
Slider.
Rosario deals. It's the slider, but it's outside. And Malone takes ball three.
I wouldn't be surprised if he goes confidence here and throws slider in the zone for a strike. But if you're Malone, you're probably sitting fastball here.
Struck out Perez with the slider off the outside corner. Deals the payoff. It's the slider off the outside corner. And Malone draws the walk. Brennan Malone is as advertised with his batting eye and his plate discipline. He's down to first with Batista Jr. at third, tying runs on for Eribe Angeles. Righty versus righty, two outs, last of the sixth, 3-1 looms. First pitch, hit in the air and foul, towering off the right side. And the grab made by a fan down the right side. That's lovely. And on this Coors Light Thirsty Thursday, there are a lot of fans toasting their fellow fan.
The fan reaction going, oh, so great, all in unison.
Rosario appears over his left shoulder. 6-1 right hander. Kicks, throws, front door slider missed. You know what the next chant is then.
Hopefully it's yeah for some offense.
It was not yeah.
Yeah, it was Chubb. Yeah, I got you.
Rosario looks at Batista Jr. at third. Lets it fly. Hit in the air, right side, foul ground, first baseman Rodriguez for the Lugnuts dugout. That ball's over the dugout roof at one row deep.
This is where it gets tough in these games as visiting fans, or as visiting teams, because the fans start to get charged up with the energy from the evening they've had and the beverage station they've been visiting frequently. Things get a little bit louder and more rampant in here.
Loon scored two in the top half. Crowd ready to explode, bottom half. First and third, two outs. The pitch, that's popped up. Right side, back of home plate, and back into the seating bowl, skipping up the steps. Of the nice play made on the carom.
That's the way to do it right there.
The fan dropped the baseball into his plastic cup, but the cup was empty. Pantomimes. One ball and two strikes. Let's try this again. It's been a cavalcade of fouls. Adelaide takes ball two. Breaking ball down and away. Nice job by rushing with the backhand. German Rosario, Adam, just to keep this in your back pocket. 7 wild pitches this year leads the Loons. So Dalton rushing has to be ready. He was on that occasion. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs, 2 on. The pitch. Line drive, right field. Newell comes in, makes the catch, and the inning is over. Analyze hit it on the button. Oppo. And Chris Newell was right there. A triple and a walk with 2 outs. Stranded. Onward to the 7th inning. Adam Jaxa retakes the call. Loons up 3-1.
Our excellence is shining, yet so many of us are dying. Colon cancer is silently killing our people, our friends, and family. So screen, we must. We do this for all of us. The health revolution must begin. From diagnosis to death rates, colon cancer can no longer win. Ravaging Black communities, colon screenings are a must. They're recommended for those 45 and up to pinpoint and treat the signs. If detected early, colon cancer is treatable, 91% beatable. It's on us to stand up to cancer once and for all. What's up? This is Will I Am, and I'm joining Stand Up to Cancer and Providence Health System to let you know that colon cancer affects the Black community at a higher rate. But there's hope. Getting screened for colon cancer can save your life. To learn about your screening options, including easy-to-use at-home tests, ask your doctor or go to providence.org/colon cancer to determine which screening option is right for you.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Adam Jaxa. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Good game going out tonight. We head to the 7th, 2/3 of the way home, and it's the Loons in front of the Lugs, 3-1. Appreciate you stopping in. John Beller stops by onto the mound to take over for Brock Whittlesey. He will face 8-9-1 in the order, beginning with Max Hewitt. Lefty on lefty. Pitch home. This one is caught by Beller. He was finishing his come home, and the ball landed right in his glove as he was leaned over to his right. One out. Well, the Lugnuts just got thwarted on a line drive the other way with runners on as Angeles hit it right to the right fielder, Chris Newell. That one headed up the middle, and John Beller said, So here's Jake Vogel. Loons have had a base runner every half inning. Pitch drops in down low, ball one. John Beller trying to potentially change that. They had a hit and a walk in the first, a hit in the second, 2 hits in the third, 2 hits in the fourth, a double in the fifth, a double in the sixth, along with an error and 2 runs. Pitch, that's in there. 1 ball, 1 strike.
See, Jake Garland only gave up those hits, though, because he wanted to throw a double play ball.
That's what I was saying. He got a double play in the first, the second, and the third. 1-1 pitch. Up high and outside, 2 balls and a strike. John Beller, I gotta go out on a limb here. I think he's got the best mustache on the team. He's been sporting it all year long. It's a good one. What do you think, Jesse? You got somebody else in mind?
No.
2-1 pitch, comes inside, 3 balls and a strike.
But I can tell you that because of John Beller, how many guys do you see around the clubhouse with mustaches?
Yeah, he started a trend, and it's awesome. Because his is so stout. He rocks it well. 3-1 pitch. Kicked back off the net. 3 balls, 2 strikes.
So he can't share the mustache, but do you know what he can share? Have you seen the brand new Nuts baseball caps?
Maybe.
So John Beller has a clothing company that he owns, he operates, he runs. All the players, all the teammates have purchased Nuts baseball caps from him.
The pitch. Breaking ball a little too tall. He walks the second batter, and the Loons have now had a runner on in all 7 innings. I have not seen these.
This is going to be your homework. Go around the Lugnuts and see if you can catch anybody wearing a certain baseball cap. Danny Bautista Jr. told me, I bought it, and you know what? It's better quality than I was expecting.
Okay. I like that. One on, one out. We're at the top of the 7th. 3-1, Loons leading. So far, the Thirsty Thursday crowd has been thwarted by the Loon Attack. They scored two runs thanks to a sunball mishap by Bautista and Angeles back in that sixth inning. The pitch, up high, ball one, back to the top of the card for Taylor Young. One on, one out here in the seventh. Lansing would love to turn a fourth double play. Get them out of this inning. Pitch home. Sky at first base side, foul territory. Bautista going over, but into the seats it goes. Couple of fans. Looks like they're playing the blame game over there on how that one wasn't caught flush. You just got to own it. If you miss it, it's all right. Good effort. Try again next time. Loon's out hitting the Lugs 8-4 in this game. One error for Lansing, none for Great Lakes. Pitch home. On the outside corner, one ball, two strikes on Young. Two for three tonight, two singles, and a fly out to right in the fifth. Lansing with their lone run in the fourth. Loon's had one in the fourth and two in the sixth. Beller stares in the lefty. Here's number 25, 5'11", 195-pounder from Manhattan Beach, Cali. Set. Looks at first. Comes home. Wide foul, first base side. Out of play. Comes over as a free agent signed this year. Spent time with Peoria last year in the St. Louis Cardinals org, just like a couple of years ago with Mac Lardner. That was picked up by the Lugnuts at the start of the 2022 season. Good guy to have out of the pen. Trying to keep this a two-run score. One on and one out. Goes home. Jumps inside. And it's two balls, two strikes on Young.
Out of the pen, and I think also out of in the clubhouse.
Absolutely. The A's have had a habit of just getting good ball players, good guys in general. Want to have a good clubhouse. 2-2. Hard hit down the left field line. That fading foul. Good panel here from Taylor Young and John Beller. Brock Whittlesey, by the way, exits after one inning. He gave up the one hit, both runs unearned, unfortunately, after the error. No walks, no strikeouts. 3-1 Loons, top seven. Beller against Young, the pitch. Right down the chute, but a little bit low. We now have a 3-2 count, seven pitches in. Small lead for Vogel at first. The pitch home. Swing and a miss. And the bat flipped up by Young in disgust that he came around. He went three quarters of the way, and by that time he couldn't stop and didn't follow up and finish his swing through. Beller had him fooled. First strikeout for the lefty.
It's rare you'll see Taylor Young expand like that. But as you said, he realized way too late, oh no, it's going to be above the zone, and he could not stop himself.
Because of that, two outs for Dalton Rushing. Lefty-on-lefty matchup here. Beller, set from the stretch, throws home. There goes the runner, pitches low and outside. No throw from Susiak. And Vogel has a steal. So Loons have gotten another one tonight. Betancourt stole one in the fourth. Give them 134 to lead the way in the Midwest League this year. The Lugnuts sit with 130. 1-0 pitch. Twist outside, two balls, no strikes.
I wonder if that was a Dalton Rushing steal. You know what I mean? When he steps in, all concentration for the pitcher goes to him. Jake Vogel took advantage.
And the Loons thinking, when he steps in, let's get our runner in scoring position for him. Time called at the plate by Rushing. 3-1 Loon lead in the top of the seventh. Lansing trying to come back here, but you just feel they've got to put a zero back up on the board and try and spin together another rally like they did last night. Pitch home. Breaking ball in there beautifully. Strike one. If you missed last night's game, it looked like it was over. It was 9-1 heading to the eighth. The Lugnuts put up a fight. They scored six runs and still had the bases loaded with two outs in the eighth. Couldn't get anybody home. Lost 9-7. 2-1 pitch. Down low, 3-1. They also brought up the tying run to the plate in that ninth inning before the game ended on a pop-out. Again, it just shows you the kind of mentality they have late in games. They have no problem coming back. Seem to always be in it. 3-1 pitch. Breaking ball up high inside, ball four. Probably not the worst thing in the world to walk rushing, but this is where you can't give up a mistake and let a loon long ball come to force, because this is where Great Lakes can get you. And this guy can hit him just as well as rushing can. He's got 9 home runs. Dalton Keith coming to the plate. Lugnuts have been able to hold the loons in the yard so far tonight, but there's 2 on with 2 outs. And the loons have been a swing away from opening this one up all night long. First pitch comes inside, ball one. Damon Keith doubled in his last at-bat. Looked like a home run type of swing, but just didn't have enough on it off the wall in left field over Clark Elliott's head. Lugnuts work out of another jam. The pitch up high outside. Those are 2 misses to start this at-bat. Back-to-back batters here for Beller. He gets behind 2-0, and now Don Schulze making that same type of thing. Going to head out there and try and slow down John Beller. 3 runs, 8 hits, no errors for Great Lakes. 1 run, 4 hits, 1 error for Lansing. Lugnuts crowd trying to do their part here to get back into this one and help the Lugnuts, but again, you got to credit the loons that kind of taking them out so far in this game. Jack Owen, the lefty in the pen, has started to throw for the Lugnuts. We saw how quickly they can turn, though. A triple from Danny Bautista Jr., and they erupted. But it was for just a quick second, and then the Loons were able to work out of the jam. First and second, 2 outs, and a 2-0 count to Damon Keith. Again, a guy you got to be very careful with. Open stance from the right side. The pitch, breaking ball too tall, and it's 3 balls, no strikes.
Damon Keith Adam was selected 4 picks after Mariano Ricciardi. The Dodgers had saved some money and gave him $125,000 to sign, looking really smart in that.
Driven in 37, 9 home runs, average just under 250. 3-0 pitch. Inside, ball 4, and the bases are loaded on back-to-back walks. 9 pitches, 8 have not been in the zone for Beller.
You have a relative free swinger in Luis Diaz coming up. But for John Beller, you have to locate.
Well, we'll see if he can. Nowhere to put Luis Diaz. Bases loaded with loons. They're up 3-1, top 7, 2 outs. The pitch. Breaking ball in there, strike 1. That's a better start there for John Beller. Base hit and reached on an error to Diaz in the 4th and the 6th. Grounded out in the 1st. He scored twice in the 4th and the 6th. 2 of the 3 loon runs. 0-1 pitch. Breaking ball up and out, ball 1. That breaking ball command just not quite there for Beller right now. Just missed with that pitch. Got the first one, but it has gone away from him a little bit with that pitch. Here's the 1-1. Diaz hits it. Bouncing right back to Beller. He's got it. Lofts over to first. Bautista catches. And John Beller is able to leave him loaded. Gets the ground out. We'll stretch it out and head to the bottom of the 7th. Lansing trailing Great Lakes 3-1. Thank you. Bottom of the seventh here, Lansing trailing 3-1 as they come back against Jeremy Rosario. TJ Schofield Sams steps in the first pitch. And that's down low on the outside part of the plate. Ball one. Lugnuts trying to get a couple of runs here. They got one in the fourth. The pitch home. Hard hit right back up the middle. It's a base hit for Schofield Sam. Little point to the dugout, and he's aboard. So the Nuts potentially on their way to scoring some runs here. Only one run in that fourth inning. Here comes Clark Elliott to the plate, the nine hitter against Jeremy Rosario. He's given up three hits now. Base hit to Thomas, triple to Bautista, and a single to Schofield Sam. Elliott tonight 0 for 2. Righty on lefty. Sizable lead for Schofield Sam at first. The pitch. That's in there. Strike one. They hold on Schofield Sam at first base. Frank Rodriguez over there. Here comes the throw. And Schofield Sam back in time. Lansing has not had a ton of opportunities tonight. However, they have had some in the last three innings since Kopp left the game. Left two stranded in the fourth, one in the fifth, and two in the sixth. That one was on a line drive from Angeles. Tough luck. 0-1. There goes Schofield Sam. Pitches outside. Throw down to second, and it's in time. The tag by Taylor Young. Great throw from Rushing. And there's one away. We talked about it. The Lansing Lugnuts, one of the best teams at swiping bags in the league, right behind the Loons, but they have not been able to do it much against Great Lakes. A great throw right there from Dalton Rushing. 1-1 pitch. Twisted back foul. And that up here at our level, just to our left. One ball, two strikes. Comes a 1-2 pitch. Hard hit right field, and it's down for a base hit for Elliott. So back-to-back hits from the 8 and 9 hitters. But again, for the Nuts, their rally kind of stalling because of Schofield Sam getting thrown out at second base. So they'll try again. Back to the top of the order for Colby Thomas.
On a micro level, Adam, you made Clark Elliott your spotlight lug nut coming in. That's a great Clark Elliott swing. We were missing him in the order. He had missed a couple of games due to injury. He ripped that ball to the right side.
He sure did. And now you got a chance here again. Thomas, Wright, and Susak, top of the order. How can they take advantage, though? This is, again, it kind of feels like that West Michigan series on Saturday and Sunday. They got runners on base, but just couldn't get them in. Lansing left runners at first and third in the last half inning. 3-1 Loons, bottom seven, one out, one on. Ready on righty matchup, Rosario against Thomas. The pitch. Strike one.
Front door slider.
Colby Thomas has had some tough pitches to deal with the last couple of nights. Struck out twice looking in the first and the third. And then he struck out twice last night in the eighth inning in that six-run rally in the eighth inning. 0-1. There goes the runner. Swing and a miss. Throw down to second. This one's late. Elliott slides in with no trouble. He's got his fifth steal of the season. Looked like Clark Elliott shot out of a cannon there. He is so fast. That's the one thing Craig Conklin said when he came up from Stockton. We have got to have him steal bases. They do it there right after they were caught moments ago by Schofield Sam. Base hit here, and we could have a one-run game. 0-2 pitch. Swing, and it's fouled back off the netting. Thomas protecting here. He's got good pop. We'll wait for that first home run for Colby Thomas. Kind of felt like he was swinging for it last night in two big spots in that eighth inning where he struck out both times, two of the three outs. Trying to at least knock in a run and get the Nuts closer and re-energize this crowd in the bottom of the seventh inning. 0-2 pitch. Cued back off the front of the face mask there from Rushing. By the way, can I
Can I say what happens if he gets a home run?
Do you want to use it right now? You want to say
No, I'm asking you.
Yes, yes.
Jesse's come up with the home run call for Colby Thomas. The 0-2. Swing and a miss. Unfortunately, we won't get to use it here. Two outs. Well, Jesse and I are big cheese guys. Maybe we are cheesy, but Colby Jack works perfect. Were you just pondering on that today? How did you stumble
suddenly,
across that?
It hit me. Colby. What do I think about Colby with? Colby Jack.
Joshua on right. The pitch. That's outside. Ball one. Colby Jack is one of the top cheeses, too.
Are we going to walk down that avenue?
I mean, you can. There's a whole wheel to go through, right?
Yes, there is.
One oh pitch. That's up high. Two balls, no strikes. What do you got? You got a cheese power ranking for me?
Yeah, I'm a Monterey Jack guy.
Yeah, same.
And melted mozzarella.
Agreed. Gotta love mozzarella sticks. Two oh pitch. That's outside. Three balls, no strikes. 3-1, Loons leading, bottom seven. Runner at second. One out.
Sharp cheddar in the right spot is great. Not a Swiss guy.
Not a Swiss guy. I'm not a sharp cheddar guy. Mild cheddar. 3-0. That's in there. Strike one. What about a provolone guy? I like provolone.
Doesn't do anything for me.
No, just there.
Parmesan?
Yes. Yeah, of course. I mean, obviously. 3-1. Swing and a foul back. 3-2.
It's a no on feta.
Nope. Agreed. Wow, I love how similar this is. This is great.
Blue cheese? No.
No. People at home are losing their minds right now. You don't like feta? Blue cheese?
This great. Is not a gourmet booth.
Chris, our PA guy, goes, I love feta.
Of course he does.
That guy. 3-2. Poked out to right field. Over towards the line. Newell coming over foul territory and runs out of room as it heads up the Sparrow Stairs. Clark Elliott will turn from third and head back to second. Needs three balls, two strikes.
Munster, hilarious name as a kid. Looks really cool. Does nothing for him.
Yeah, not a Munster guy. Oh, blue cheese, yeah, no. Cottage cheese, nope. Cheese curds, absolutely. Great speed with Elliott at second. 3-2 pitch. Again, sliced foul. A slice of cheese, if you will.
If I may step away from our cheesy discussion for a moment. So earlier this year, I watched to see which Lugnuts players would be putting in early work. Max Muncy usually among them. Josh Wainwright putting in some great early work today.
3-2 pitch. That's outside, ball four, and it's paying off. He gets a walk. Great at bat there. He was up 3-0, but then got challenged. Takes his base. Second walk tonight. Now here comes Daniel Susak. He has been pretty good in these spots. Does he have another hit in him with two outs? 3-1, Loons leading. First and second, two away. You're wondering, the last home run for Susak came on June 2nd. Pitch home. Down low, ball one. A single back in the fourth to extend his hitting streak to now 11 games. For number 18, Daniel Susak. 304 average, four home runs, 42 driven in. Elliott at second. Wright is at first. 1-0 pitch. Right down the chute, knee high, strike one. Susak grounded out in the first. Had the base hit in the fourth through the left side of the infield. Then grounded out to first in the sixth inning. Here we are, bottom seven. Lugnuts now have six hits comparable to Loons' eight. The pitch. Slice back. Up over the banner and into Sweet Level. The banner letting you know it's Wizarding Weekend this weekend with the Golden Baseball Giveaway.
July 22nd, July 23rd. Harry Potter comes right back to the Lansing Lugnuts. Can't wait for it. One-two pitch. Bouncing ball yanked over towards third. It's a fair ball, and stepping on the bag is Diaz, and that will do it. He threw it over to first, but didn't need to. So again, the Lugnuts leave two stranded and can't itch any closer. We're through seven. 3-1 our score. Loons in front at Jackson Field.
What makes essential workers essential?
We build safe roads for you to drive on.
We harvest fresh produce for your families to eat.
We help you heal when you're sick.
We get you where you need to go.
We keep where you work and live clean and safe.
We make sure you get what you need to make your household work.
You're the essential workers who help our nation run. You're in every city, town, and corner of our country, and you come from all over the globe, and you have essential protections under the law. I'm Marty Walsh. The Wage and Hour Division at the Department of Labor helps ensure you receive the essential protections you deserve. If you have questions about your pay or about your job protection during an illness, visit our website or call 866-4-US-WAGE. That's 866-487-9243. We can provide help in more than 200 languages.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Labor.
This is Vince Cotronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Adajaxa. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Seven down, two to go as we bring it back for the top of the eighth, and it's the Loons in front by two, 3-1 on this Thursday, July 20th, 2023. New man on the mound, it is Pedro Santos that steps in for the Nuts, one of their newest members coming up from Stockton. Lugnuts working through Whittlesey, Beller, and now Santos. Righty on righty here. Betancourt steps in. First pitch. That's a little bit wide. Ball one. The 1-0 pitch. That's in there on the outside corner. 1-1. We are we're getting some kickback on our cheesesteaks from the last half inning. It's not good.
Adam is sensitive.
It's down low 1-2. I'm not sensitive. I just like to bring this out because I know that the pickiness is there. But Owen from the Sweet Level Kitchen has come in to say verbatim, terrible cheesesteaks.
The man is a foodie.
I respect it. You and I, not foodies. Clearly. 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Betancourt got the cheese, and he is down on strikes. Pedro Santos, one away. I mean, what even is Munster anyway? It's too fancy. Too fancy for me, Jesse. T-shirt giveaway after the strikeout. Here comes this crowd. Here's Chris Newell from the left side. 3-1 Loons lead, top eight. The pitch. Santos nips it in there on the outside corner, strike one. Ready on lefty matchup. Belt high hold. The pitch. Breaking ball in there, strike two. With those two runs in the sixth, one in the fourth. The two in the sixth have been the difference, and it came on a sunball throw from Arribia Onlays. Put it right on the mark for Bautista, but he couldn't see it, and it got into the Lugnuts dugout, so the run came in to score. 0-2. On the ground, hard hit right at the second baseman, Joshua Wright. Has it, Throws to first in time. Two outs. So with two down, that's going to bring up Frank Rodriguez. Rodriguez tonight, 0 for 3. He had the three-run homer yesterday in the third. That opened things up, 0 for 6 since then. Righty-on-righty matchup. Santos from the stretch throws. Yanked. High in the air, left center field. Not deep, though. Elliott coming in to his left. Now he can't find it. Perez coming over, and he makes a basket knee-high grab on the run to his right. Oh, my goodness. Almost another ball that was not seen, causing a mistake. But Perez, good backup, makes the grab. And we are going to head to the bottom of the eighth. Lansing trailing Great Lakes 3-1 here at Jackson Field.
Over the years, you've brought them into your home. You were prescribed opioids after the C-section. When Dad injured his back, when your basketball star tore his ACL, opioids helped with the pain, and you held on to them, just in case. But did you know holding on to unused opioids puts your family at risk? Opioids are powerful pain-reducing prescription medicines, but most people who are prescribed opioids don't finish their prescriptions. So millions of unused opioids are sitting in homes across the country, and tragically, more than 100 Americans die every day from overdoses involving opioids. What can you do to protect your family? Remove the risk of unused opioids from your home. Pills, patches, or syrups in drawers, purses, and cabinets, anywhere they might be hiding. To find out how to dispose of them properly, visit www.fda.gov/drug disposal.
This is Alex Jensen, voice of the Stockton Porks, single-A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. You're tuned in to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the game. With Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jackson.
Lugnuts trying to come back here down 3-1 as we bring you to the bottom of the eighth. 4, 5, and 6, Junior Perez, Danny Bautista, and Brennan Malone coming to the plate. Here comes the first pitch home. Outside, ball one. Jermaine Rosario still in this one. Perez with a couple of strikeouts, a walk, and a stolen base. Righty on righty, second pitch. Hard hit, out to left field, fading, and it's down for a base hit right in front of Damon Keith. That'll work for Junior Perez. He mentioned it, he's a key. Like to see the power, but at least get on base and kind of start get rolling again. He seems to be an X factor for this Lugnut offense. The problem has not been getting on base for them through the last four innings. It's been getting runs home. They've left two stranded in the fourth, the sixth, and the seventh, and one in the fifth. And they get something here. Danny Bautista steps to the plate from the right side. Rosario's pitch. Twists outside. Ball one. Brennan Malone waits on deck. Said it numerous times tonight. This crowd is ready to erupt. Bautista had them do it last with a triple in the sixth. The pitch. Bautista one hops this high over towards the left of second. Grabbed by the second baseman. And Betancourt steps on the keystone. Throws to Rodriguez. It's a loon twin killing. Four unassisted to three. Two outs. So that's going to leave it up to Brennan Malone here. It's kind of been the story tonight. Saw Lansing coax the double plays early. Aloons get one here. Lugnuts just haven't been able to break through. Righty on righty here. The pitch home. That's inside. Ball one. 3-1 Loons, bottom eight at Jackson Field. Eight hits for Great Lakes, seven hits for Lansing. Lugnuts have the only error in tonight's game. The pitch. It's down low. Two balls, no strikes, and that error the difference right now. Malone tonight in the seven hole, strikeout, sack fly, walk. 2-0. Swing and a miss. 2-1. Again, the bullpen doing a tremendous job keeping them in this game, but the runs have just not come. The same story in West Michigan. Pitch. Outside, 3-1. Some would say West Side story.
Appreciated that.
Yeah. 3-1 pitch. On the ground, foul, third base side. 3 balls, 2 strikes. We're going to be back here tomorrow, Friday, 7:05 start. Faith and Family Night, also Pink Out the Park. Wear your pink. We're going to have some fireworks after. 3-2 pitch. Yanked up in the air. Left field side, running over is Keith towards the line, foul territory, and that ball bounces right in front of the wall there in foul territory. They had a shot, but they had two pitchers they were trying to maneuver around, and it remains 3 balls, 2 strikes. And Saturday and Sunday come out for Wizarding Weekend. 7:05 Saturday night, 1:05 on Sunday. 3-2 pitch. Breaking ball, yanked down the left field line. This one is fair and down, heading towards the wall. Malone is around first. It's picked up by Keith. He fires it in. Malone slides feet first into second. He's got a double. So the Nuts just keep coming. Trying here to get on the board. Down 3-1. And Malone, a great swing.
Fifth inning of this game in which the Lugnuts have had at least 2 base runners in a half inning.
Remarkable, right? I mean, they are getting guys on base. It's just the next part. Can they get them home? That's the first double, by the way, for Brennan Malone in his 8th game as a Lugnut. Now has a home run and a double for his extra base hits. Jose Uribe Alanjuez hit it hard to right field, but it was a line out the last time up. The pitch. Checked it. Did he go? Yes, according to home plate umpire Charles Welling. Strike one. 3-1 Loons, bottom 8, 2 outs. Anjale's 5 home runs this year. All 5 of those home runs have been here at Jackson Field. Likes to visit Home Run Hill. No home runs in the game tonight. That's cued foul off the bat. No balls, 2 strikes. Lansing doesn't have a home run in this series. Haven't had one in the second half. Think about it, through 5 games. Am I right? Am I missing something?
You're right.
And a couple close ones in West Michigan. 0-2. Down low with the slider. 1 ball, 2 strikes. I'm thinking Schofield Sam, top of the wall, right center at LMCU ballpark. And Junior Perez sprayed one off the very top of the center field wall at LMCU ballpark. Those two somehow stayed in the yard. Those have been their closest opportunities. Nothing yet at this homestand. Down 3-1, bottom 8, tying run at the plate. The pitch. Swing and a miss, strike 3. And down goes A. Uribe Alanjuez and the Lugnuts. We are through 8. It is the Loons 3, the Lugs 1. Off to the 9th, Jesse Goldberg-Strassler back with the play-by-play right after this.
All right, crew, let's get her done.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Hi, this is Russ Langer, voice of the Las Vegas Aviators. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now back to the ballpark. Alongside Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
to the ninth inning. 3-1. Great Lakes Loons on top of the Lansing Lugnuts and looking for some insurance before we play the bottom of the ninth inning. Lugnuts go with the right-hander Pedro Santos for a second inning out of the pen. Santos worked a 1-2-3 eighth inning, strikeout, ground out, fly out. Deals to the number eight hitter, Max Hewitt, batting left. The big righty deals. Blown away, ball one. Here's a shout out to Nicole DeWald from Baltimore, listening in to this broadcast and keeping us company. Hello, Nicole, and I hope you're doing well. Hewitt is 1-for-3. The pitch fouled off into the top of the net. One ball and one strike. The one hit for Hewitt, a double to lead off the fifth inning, but he was stranded at third base. Loons today have stranded 7 runners on. Otherwise, they'd be more comfortable. Pitch, swing, and a miss. Strike two. It is such a great combination in the arsenal for Santos. The fastball, the cutter, that great curveball that comes over the top. The fastball is in the mid-90s. Cutter new. Pre-game conversation with Stevie Emanuels talked about how Gil Patterson, in charge of all the pitchers in the minor league system, he loves the cutter. 1-2 from Santos. The curveball drops down and in. A 2 balls and 2 strikes. Nobody warming up in the Great Lakes pen. The Lugnuts will have Schofield, Sam, Ellie, and then Thomas, 8-9-1, due for the bottom of the ninth inning. 3-1 looms. Here it comes. Fastball fought off, foul. Well out of play off the left side. Santos back from Tommy John, a native of Trinidad, Cuba. Listed originally at 6'4", he's 6'5", 240 pounds. Steps off the rubber to reset. Black socks up high. Pitch clock violation instead. 3 balls and 2 strikes. What a big violation that is. So instead of getting the reset from 2-2, 2-2 to 3-2, this is a payoff. Hewitt swings, bounces foul up the right side. Stay right here. Adam, did you give the trivia question today and I missed it?
No, I didn't give it because we were having some technical difficulties.
Thank goodness that's done.
Yes.
You want to know why there's white hair on my head? 3 balls, 2 strikes. Here it is. And that's low for ball four. Max Hewitt is on to open up the ninth inning. Did you have a trivia question planned?
I did, but it wasn't a great one, if you have one. Did you have one late?
I do have a question.
Yeah, you take it tonight.
There have been very few people in Major League Baseball history to hit a grand slam on the first pitch they saw in the major leagues. One of them is in the ballpark. Name him. Santos misses outside. Ball one to Jake Vogel.
All right, I like that one. That's a good one.
Jay Goldstrass at LansingLugnuts.com, the email. Santos misses high. 2 balls, no strikes, and the ninth hitter in the order. Vogel, a single, a walk, a steal. Officially 1-for-2.
When are you going to answer that one? Bottom nine?
Yeah, let's answer it on the bottom of the ninth inning. Foul out of play to the right side, strike one. Do you have any ideas?
I'm guessing there's a rover here for one of the teams, is my guess.
No.
Really? Okay.
And it's not Jake Vogel, and it's not Pedro Santos. 2-1 hitter's pitch. Line drive down the right field line, but foul over the Lugnuts bullpen. Count is 2-2.
And you said Major League Baseball.
Major League Baseball.
Interesting.
It's not Charles Welling. It's not Clyburn Rondon. Email Jay Goldstrass at LansingLugnuts.com. JGOLDSTRASS at LansingLugnuts.com. The pitch. Off the outside corner. Fastball for ball three.
I mean, Chris Snyder hits a home run every time he PAs, but it's here. It's not him, right?
We're just looking for the first pitch. We're not looking for every home run.
Okay.
On the payoff, Hewitt does not run, and it's high for ball four. That's back-to-back walks given up by Santos. Earlier in his minor league career, this was the Achilles heel for the big right-hander from Cuba. If you look at his walk numbers, Adam, 2019 in the Arizona League, 43 innings, 34 walks, 11 wild pitches. Now he struck out 49. And then in 2021 in Stockton, 2 years ago, in 68 and one-third innings, he struck out 62 batters, or he struck out 87. He walked 62. 62 walks in 68 and a third innings. And I know that you and I were looking at the Oakland Athletics draft, and you were looking over the pitchers that the A's drafted, and you found that running theme. 2-1, nobody out. Taylor Young batting right. Corner infielders creeping inward a bit. The pitch to Young. Strike called at the letters in the inside corner. This is the sort of pitcher, right? A pitching archetype where they say, if you've got a big arm, but you're struggling to find the zone, we can work with this.
Right. Is it a current coach?
Oh, you're still stuck on the trivia question, huh? Swing and a miss, strike two.
I can't get it out of my mind right now. I'm listening to what you're saying, but I'm stumped.
First pitch grand slam in the major leagues. There have been very few people who've done this, and one is in the ballpark.
Do I not get that hint, current coach? Yeah, that's going to give it away. All right, I got an idea. We got an idea up here.
Okay. Okay, now. That's an 0-2 from Santos. Curve ball grounded down toward third base. Grabbed by Schofield Sam. Throws to second one. Turn to first. Double play. Fourth double play turned by the Lugnuts today. Santos starts to walk off the field, but that's just the second out of here in the ninth inning. Hewitt over to third base. T.J. Schofield-Sam just a little bit too far away from third base. Otherwise, he might have considered rushing over to his own bag and then starting things up.
Yeah, almost had a chance there for a triple if he's closer to the bag.
Hewitt at third, two outs for Dalton Rushing, batting left. 3-1 loons in the ninth. The right-hander fires. Swing and a miss, strike one. Rushing today is 0-2 with two walks. Here it comes. Fastball rides high and away.
Yo, these morning doves are letting the loons know that they're the only bird that matters in Lansing right now.
Adam, the birder, is alert.
I mean, they are on that dugout.
Again, Santos misses up and away.
Like lowly fluttering over their heads. The other one is now in the field of play. The loons are completely attentive to these morning doves.
It's directly on the baseline between third base and home plate. The morning dove watching. Santos delivering. Rushing, swinging, and missing. And the morning dove is in no rush to leave.
I mean, he's just chilling on the baseline.
Earlier this year, we had a duck family making themselves here at home. But in this case, the morning dove dropped by. Morning is M-O-U-R-N-I-N-G. It's not like it's a good morning dove. It's here for the evening.
He's now in foul territory.
Okay. Clear the baseline. 2-2 pitch, Santos to Rushing. We saw that bird. And now we'll see the break even. Rushing hits it in the air and foul. Towering back to the left side, off to the seating bowl. And now back to the morning dove.
I mean, what is this thing doing?
Hewitt wanders away from third base. Then the morning dove, and then at home plate, Rushing. There's the dove, there's the pitch. He gets high, and the count is full. It's a peaceful animal.
Crew's got a great shot of him. He's just sitting there on the third base line.
The payoff. Ball four. Up and away. Third walk today for Rushing. And the morning dove It's comfortable.
I mean, I feel like Max Hewitt wants to run down the line to see if he could get him to, like, scare him off, but it's just sitting there in the dirt on the third baseline.
Catcher coach Don Schulze, he heads out to the mound, so more chance for the Mourning Dove to really get cozy. Credit to Joe Trattner on the ground screw, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's got to be nice and soft down there for him or her.
Making its move toward the grass and foul ground, still staying on the dirt for the moment. Here in the baseball game, 3 runs, 8 hits, no errors for the Loons. 1 run, 8 hits, 1 error for the Lugnuts. There's no food to be had down there, but taking in the proceedings. There's no pitch clocks for Mourning Doves.
This is amazing.
Rushing at first, Hewitt at third. 2 outs for Damon Keith. 3-1 Loons. The first pitch, swing and a miss, strike one. Fastball by him. We will keep you updated.
This is where it really hurts to not be watching on MILB.TV right now, because we're getting great shots of the bird.
The radio call. At a one. Swing and a miss, strike two. Max Hewitt sidling back and forth from third base. Mourning Dove unperturbed.
Third bird is what we can call him.
That's right. The feathers are not ruffled.
Well, he left. She left. He left.
Onto the grass. Not too far. Rushing leaves early from first base. Santo steps off the rubber. Now Hewitt breaks for home. And so here's the catcher, Susak, running him toward third. The toss to Schofield Sam. The Dove is afloat. And the out is recorded. Mourning Dove now in front of the Great Lakes dugout, where Hewitt returns. Well, while everyone's attention was transfixed on the Dove, Dalton Rushing and Max Hewitt tried to take advantage, and it turned into a really easy out for the Lugnuts. 1-2-5. Manager and third base coach Daniel Nava has a word with the bases umpire Clyburn Rondone. Adam is beside himself, and we're going to the bottom of the ninth to see if that's a rally dove. Loons 3, Lugnuts 1.
If a natural disaster comes knocking, how prepared is your family? You can't just close the door on earthquakes, floods, or hurricanes and hope they go away. That's why it's important to make a plan now. Ready.gov/plan has the tools and tips you need to prepare your family for an emergency. So if disaster shows up at your doorstep, you'll be ready. Visit ready.gov/plan and make a plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Meet Keith, loving dad, board game champ, bus driving pro.
I drive 65,000 miles in my bus each year. If people knew what I know, lives could be saved. Like how there are some things I simply can't see. On my route the other day, a car tried to sneak past me and ends up right in my blind spot. I turned slowly, so accident avoided. But no car should be in the blind spot for a 40,000-pound bus.
It's our roads. It's our safety.
Visit www.sharetheroadsafely.gov.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Adam Jaxa. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Yesterday, the Loons closed out a 9-7 victory behind Juan Maria. Tonight, they turn to Benoni Robles, who leads the squad with 8 saves and 9 chances, leading 3-1. The Lugnuts 8-9-1 batters, Schofield Sam, Elliott, and Thomas, are coming up. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. Adam Jaxa by my side, and for Adam, as always, bird is the word.
That's right.
German Rosario is out. 4 scoreless innings for Rosario. Ronan Kopp started 3 hitless scoreless innings. He struck out 4. Michael Hobbs allowed a run in the 4th inning on 2 hits and a walk. Sack fly from Brendan Malone, the Lugnuts' only run. TJ Schofield Sam will get things going. Lefty versus lefty, last of the 9th. The Dove is in flight, and the pitch. Fastball called a strike on the outside corner. The Mourning Dove has landed just atop the netting, directly back of home plate.
The rally dove.
We shall see at 0-1. Lined right at the first baseman, Rodriguez, stung for out number one.
That's kind of been the story throughout the night. The Lugnuts have got good contact. They've had runners on base. They just have been thwarted by some tough luck.
Adam Balls.
Yes, indeed. Think of Eurybio Angeles' line drive right out to Newell. That was the big one back in that sixth inning.
Lefty-lefty for a second straight batter. Robles to Clark Elliott. 1-for-3 with a single. Elliott chops right side. Takes a high hop perfectly up for Betancourt. A throw to first. Two outs for Robles. And that ball hit off the fringe of the grass toward the infield dirt. And it took that room service bounce perfectly for Betancourt. So now Colby Thomas, who is 1-for-4 with a single. And the tying run still in the on-deck circle. And the dove watchful from the netting.
Hoping.
3-1 looms. Robles sets below the belt. Kicks and deals. Thomas lines it, slicing foul up the right side beyond the bullpenners. Kicked off the railing. Offward to the right field corner. Newell to clear it away. He tried the first time. And now the second time a fan collects above that high right field corner wall. Josh Wainwright is waiting on deck. Here's Robles' pitch. Line drive hooked down the left side and foul into the Loons bullpen. A little late, a little early, and a nothing and two count.
Well, last night they were able to get the tying run coming to the plate. Colby Thomas, one trying to extend the game and make that happen again tonight in the ninth inning.
Center fielder Vogel shading toward right center and in. Robles offers. Ground ball pulled foul, sizzling up the left side. The bullpen ready this time. Nicely played.
Just a no-look toss into the crowd. And then a wave for the fan as well. You're welcome.
Stylish. That bullpen is alert for the Loons up the left side. Stays 0-2. Robles to the plate. Fastball foul tipped into Rushing's mitt. Strike 3. And this ball game is over. The Great Lakes Loons defeat the Lansing Lugnuts by the final score of 3-1. They have defeated the Lugnuts in back-to-back games. And in every single game of this series, the winner has proven victorious by 2 runs. Just the 1 fourth inning run on the sack fly by Brendan Malone, and that is all for the Lugnuts today.
Yeah, it's another nice win for the Loons. Again, it's a mistake that Lansing made. They weren't able to work around it. Nuts were able to get runners on base, but the Loons, good pitching. They lead the league in ERA, and they're getting a good start again tonight from Ronan Kopp and Hobbs and Rosario. And then Rowley's able to finish it off, and Loons, unfortunately, for the Lugnuts, are able to take their second straight.
4 double plays turned by the Lugnuts defense in defeat, amongst all sorts of other weird things that happened today. Chris Newell's 2 sacrifice flies are the difference. But as you say, it was the sun. It was the sun getting in the way of the eyes of the first baseman, Danny Bautista Jr., on a grounder hit to shortstop by Luis Diaz in a tie game in the sixth inning. And that was the pivotal moment tonight.
Yeah, the other one was just not being able to produce any runs. They got runners on base consecutively. I mean, you go back fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth, all left at least one runner on. 3 innings in that span, they left 2 runners on and just couldn't get it done. So it just didn't seem like it was Lugnuts night tonight. You credit the Loons, and you're facing the best team in the league. And you're getting that taste right now. Now you got to come back after 3 games and try and get some momentum heading into the weekend tomorrow.
Let's answer the trivia question. Who was it? Who the first pitch they saw in the major leagues they hit for a grand slam? Who's in the ballpark tonight?
Is it one of the Lugnuts hitting coaches?
You got a name for me?
Mr. Baez?
No, it's actually Daniel Nava, the manager for the Great Lakes Loons. So players who have hit a grand slam in their first major league at bat. Daniel Nava, Kevin Kuzmanoff, Jeremy Hermita, and Bill Duggleby the very first pitch for Nava, Kuzmanoff, and Dugleby. Can you imagine? First pitch, grand slam in your Major League Baseball debut.
Yeah, that'll play.
There you go. Peter, the visiting clubhouse person, handles the clubhouse for the Great Lakes Lynns and all the visitors who come in here to Jackson Field. He supplied tonight's trivia question of the game.
Thank you, Peter.
3 runs, 8 hits, no errors for the Lynns in the win. Great Lakes improved to 13-8, 58-28 overall, 30 games above 500. For the Lugnuts in defeat, 1 run, 8 hits, 1 error. For the Lugnuts, they fall to 8-13, 39-47 overall for the year. So that does it for game 3 in this series. Let me see if I can get for you, Adam, the final time of the game, the attendance, and otherwise for tonight's affair. Here it is, 6,369. How about that crowd?
Yeah, excellent tonight. They came out in full force, trickled their way in, enjoyed the game, and did all they could to cheer on the Lugnuts tonight.
Game played in 2 hours and 40 minutes. Lynns over the Lugnuts 3-1. Tomorrow night, pink out the ballpark, breast cancer awareness, LACU postgame fireworks, and Wizarding Weekend Saturday and Sunday. LACU postgame fireworks on Saturday. Go to LansingLugnuts.com and get your tickets. As far as tonight goes, final thoughts, Adam?
Yeah, it's just a tough one. I mean, really good win to open the series, but then the Lugs have come back. High scoring, kind of wacky one. That was a 2-run win yesterday. And then today, another low scoring game, but the Lugnuts just couldn't get anything going outside that sack fly that they got back in the fourth inning. So going to have to find a way to score runs tomorrow. I really like the pitching effort again from Lansing tonight, but we'll see if they can come up with something tomorrow. And again, 3 games left to go. This has been a good series all season long, so should be 3 more good games coming up.
Until tomorrow, big thanks to our pregame show guest, Lugnuts pitcher Stevie Emanuels. For Adam Jaxa, I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. We thank you for tuning in and keeping us company. Once more, the final score. The Lynns 3, the Lugnuts 1. Here's wishing you well and a terrific rest of your Thursday night from Michigan State Capitol and Jackson Field. This has been Lugnuts Baseball. As always, go Nuts!